AFR app is a powerful tool, but it does have limitations. You can't use it to change the oil in your vehicle or get rid of carpet stains. It won't walk the dog, won't pick up the dry cleaning, or take the kids to practice. But while you're doing those things, you can listen to your favorite AFR content through the app on your phone, smart device, or Roku. Just go to your app store or visit AFR.net. Listen to AFR wherever you go with the AFR app.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today, and good Monday morning to you. Pastor Jeff here. Hope that you had a wonderful weekend. Hope that you're having a good start to your work week. Lots going on today. I got back from Nashville, Tennessee, from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We drove there on Monday and drove back on Friday, and we got home about 6 o'clock. It's about an 8-hour drive or so, 7 to 8 hours, depending on traffic and things. And but we had a great, great time. Hope you enjoyed the programming that we had during the week of the National Religious Broadcasters. And we have some great interviews that we were allowed to tape. And so we're going to be airing those. One is coming up this Friday with my friend June Hunt from Hope for the Heart. And June and I talk about this subject of forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is so, so critical because Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, and when he gave the model prayer, right, pray then in this way, and he gives us the model. It's not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is John 17, but it's the model for praying. Pray in this fashion according to this model, he said. And one of those things is forgive us our trespasses, our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And forgiveness is key. And the Lord said, if you don't forgive when men wrong you, I won't forgive you. And so June and I really discussed that. And we had just a great conversation. You know, you may remember June Hunt was and is the daughter of H.L. Hunt. And H.L. Hunt was the oil billionaire, and very interesting life and a great, great testimony. Such a wonderful lady. Just love her to death. Well, lots going on in the news today. Everybody I know is celebrating the USA victory on ice over Canada. And it was quite the victory, the first gold medal since 1980, since the miracle on ice. And the way they did it in overtime with Jack Hughes scoring the winning goal. Jack Hughes earlier in the game had gotten hit in the face with a hockey stick, knocked out or cracked, broke two of his teeth. And that's the second time he said that's happened to him and in his career. But he said he saw his teeth there on the ice, and that would really, really hurt. That guy's tough, so you know, he gets attention, whatever they do for him, and goes back on the ice, ends up winning, hitting the shot and winning the game for the United States, and it was exciting. And so what happens? Well, Kash Patel was there, the director of the FBI, and he's celebrating with the guys, and he calls President Trump, and Trump's talking to all the guys, and they're you know, all listening around the phone. And you have guys like Don Lemon and others on the left that are very upset that Kash Patel was there. And that's taxpayer money used to fly the director of the FBI there. And so they're up in arms about that. And somebody pointed out, well, this was on his schedule to be there in Milan, Italy. And so it wasn't just, I went there for the USA hockey game. So it seems to, you know, really undermine the point that Don Lemon was trying to make. And he said, you know, he's just disgusted and I think I wrote down his quote, but he was very, very upset and disgusted, and you know, why are we doing this? And this whole administration is terrible. You know, when you hate somebody so much, just everything they do is negative. I mean, you're negative on it. Any time the person's name is mentioned, Donald Trump or the Trump administration, no matter what it is, you just hate it. It doesn't matter what it is. I just hate him. I hate everything he does. I hate everything he's associated with. I'm not going to celebrate the USA beating Canada because I'm not going to celebrate with Kash Patel because we just hate them. And so very, very sad. But we rejoice because of that victory. And, you know, one of the Canadian players said, hey, we know who the better team was. Well, the better team evidently didn't show up when the game counted because the USA team won and a great hard-fought victory. Well, I saw... Not only do we have that going on, but I saw, and you might have seen this, so Zoran Mandani, the mayor, the Muslim socialist mayor of New York City, you can't make this stuff up. He is trying to recruit people to help with the snow, and where does he say this? Oh, okay. So he's begging New Yorkers to sign up to shovel snow after mountains of snow and garbage were left on the street for weeks. You know, they're getting the huge snowstorm that's hitting New York and they've shut everything down. And so he said, we would love for you to sign up to be part of our snow shoveling team. But here's the thing, to register to do this, you need two small photos, one and a half inches square, in like a little passport photo or something like that, ID photo, and then two original forms of ID plus copies and your Social Security card. And it's just amazing to me that in New York City, you have to show ID to be able to shovel snow, but they're totally against showing ID to vote. I mean, it's unbelievable. But that is the hypocrisy that we see so often on the left. Now, maybe you saw also where Gavin Newsom, he's wanting to be president. And so he's been traveling about, he's been doing a lot of interviews, and he was saying how, you know, horrible it is to try and force people, this Save America Act, to try and force people to have ID. And we've heard that it's racist to do that. And it's going to disenfranchise millions of Americans who can't get ID and, you know, can't get their birth certificate. This is what Gavin Newsom had to say about getting his birth certificate.
Not a joke. No, I mean, so this is madness. Voter ID. It's not about voter ID. The SAVE Act's not about that. It's about registration. It's about proving your citizenship with a passport. Not everyone has a passport. You know where your birth certificate is? I lost that at 7. I mean, I don't even know where to begin to get it back.
He doesn't know where to begin to get back his birth certificate. Bernie Sanders said the same thing, that he doesn't know how to begin to get a birth certificate. It's like, well, good night. How do you do anything? I mean, to quote, who was it? Rudy Giuliani. Well, then you're a total moron if you don't know how to do that. You're the governor of the state of California, and you can't figure out how to get your birth certificate. Bernie Sanders, you're a senator from Vermont. You can't figure out how to get a birth certificate. It's not that hard. One guy went online and just said, hey, I found out how to do it. He said, all you have to do is go to Google and type this in. You were born in New York, and they have a thing about birth certificates, and you can get your birth certificate. You can pay online. He said, they'll mail it to you. And he said, I know that's difficult for you, but I mean, it's just, what a joke. And so we have... the Save America Act. We have people that are pushing for that as they need to be pushing for it. Everybody needs to be for this. Who do we want voting in our elections? We want American citizens voting in our elections. For those that say, well, there's no fraud anyway, so this is just superfluous, it's just a waste of time, it's just making it harder for people. Listen, if you can't figure out how you're an American citizen and you can't figure out how to get ID, well, I would make the case then that you shouldn't be voting. I saw a video was just talking about how uneducated, and I hate to use the word stupid, but how stupid some people are today. And a guy was asking these girls, it was some kind of round table discussion, and he was asking, you know, who was the perpetrator in the Pearl Harbor attack. And they basically said, well, that's when America attacked Japan to get Japan into the war. They said, if you were born 10 years ago, I mean, unbelievable. If you were born 10 years ago, how old would you be? And the girl said, 8. Then they asked another question, you know, what is a quarter of an hour? How many minutes are in a quarter of an hour? And she said 25. And it's like these people are voting. Well, obviously, if you don't know the answer to those basic questions, you shouldn't be voting because you don't know what's going on. And you have to have some sense of reality and some sense of what is going on, what has happened in history, how important it is to vote. You know, we used to in school teach American history. We used to teach civics, how the government is set up. You had the sheriff of Mecklen County. He was on Capitol Hill the other day. Perhaps you saw this. And they were asking him, what branch of government do you work for? I mean, it's just it's kind of like a question is, you know, what's your address? Couldn't answer it. He didn't know. Didn't know how many branches of government there were. And when they told him there are three, which one do you work for? Executive, legislative, or judicial? He said judicial. And the guy had to say, well, I'm sorry, that's wrong. You work for the executive. You're the enforcer of the law. But that's where we've come today, and brings me to my next point. As we think about elections matter, voting matters. In Texas, I saw this that was somebody had posted that in Texas we have 100,000 more Democrats that have voted in early voting than Republicans. So they're voting blue. They're voting for the party that doesn't know how to define what a woman is, won't define it. They're voting for the party where the OB-GYN, who was recently grilled on Capitol Hill, wouldn't answer the question from Josh Hawley, can men get pregnant? Well, obviously men can't get pregnant. I mean, it's a no-brainer. So I posted this stat about 100,000 more, 544,000 have voted Democrat, 440,000 so far have voted for Republicans in the state of Texas. I said, if the people of Texas honestly, freely, and fairly vote for a political party that can't even define the word woman, we are fools as a collective group. We are fools beyond comprehension, who will end up losing our freedom. I mean, it's just incomprehensible to me that people would vote that way, because it is going to be an unmitigated disaster. You watch what happens in New York City. It's going to continue to fail and get worse and worse and worse for the people. Mamdani now is saying that he's going to have to raise property taxes. That'll increase it for everybody by 9%+, and he's not bringing the warmth of the collective. He's not just going after the rich. The problem with socialism, as we all know, is you always run out of other people's money. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about some of the key issues going on in our nation and our world. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in Mexico and in Puerto Vallarta. We are concerned for those people there. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This June marks 3 years since the overturn of Roe. But did you know that since then, the number of abortions has surged to a 10-year high? Preborn Network clinics continue to support women facing unplanned pregnancies, showering them with God's love and providing free ultrasounds. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life.
It was like the beginning of my healing journey. They do an ultrasound. That's when everything changed. When I saw my baby and when I heard her heartbeat, that was it.
$28 sponsors one ultrasound and $140 helps to rescue five babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation also helps to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, talking about the importance of voting. And Gavin Newsom said he can't find his birth certificate. He lost it when he was seven and doesn't know how to get another one. Bernie Sanders said the same thing, doesn't know. Obviously, they're not telling the truth. They know how to do that. You don't have to be, to quote John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, you don't have to be Albert Einstein's cousin to figure out how to do that. But here was Gavin Newsom recently talking to a group of people and just letting them know, hey, I'm just a regular old boy like you are. I'm not anybody that, you know, has any claim to fame. My brain power is low like you. Basically, that's what he's saying. Listen to this clip.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to act all there if you got 940. But literally a 960 SAT guy. You've never seen me read a speech. Because I cannot read a speech. Maybe the wrong business to be in.
So I'm not very smart, just like you. I mean, it's insulting. So you got a 960 on his SAT. I'm just like you. You know, you couldn't get over 1,000. I can't get over 1,000. I can't read. This reminds me of Zoolander. Going to have a institute for kids who can't read good. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Surely the guy can read. He did graduate from college, but all this, you know, I'm trying to just show you I'm just like you. You know, the Tim Walz situation where they put me on the ticket because I'm just Joe Sixpack. I'm just the guy that goes out and plays football and hunts and, you know, just mixes it up with the guys. Well, he's not any of that. And I talked to one of the guys at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention from Minnesota, and he just says, you know, the governor of Minnesota is such an embarrassment. He said Minnesotans are, they're conservative by and large, but you get into Minneapolis, St. Paul, where it's concentrated in the city like that, he said, then it goes crazy. A friend of mine that lives in Illinois, he said, you know, Illinois is a state that's mostly conservative. You just have a concentration in the Chicago area of liberals. And unbelievable, the liberals, those are miserable cities and it's horrible living conditions, and the crime is off the chain, and they keep voting for this. That's why somebody had posted, when you leave New York because it's so bad, please don't go to a red state and vote blue, because you'll ruin our state. Go to another blue state. But they don't want to do that. They go to a red state where it's good, and then they ruin it. Well, I thought this was interesting. I ran across a clip from John Stossel, and he was talking about socialism and how people are getting all, the younger people getting all jazzed about socialism. They're so excited about Zoran Mamdani, the democratic socialist. Democratic socialism is socialism, and socialism is communism, and he's a communist, and he's a Muslim. And as we know, I saw a clip just yesterday of an imam saying, you know, Islam doesn't come to be one religion among other religions. It comes to take over, because Islam is the supreme religion. Islam doesn't bow before anyone or anything. The word Islam means surrender and submission. And so that's what they come to do. And so, you know, don't get lulled into thinking, well, they're just wonderful neighbors. They're not. I'm not talking about individuals, but I'm talking about as an ideology. Islam is a demonic religion. It's a demonic ideology that wants to take over. That's just true. Now, that, as I've said before, that doesn't go to the individual. The individual is deceived by that, but and they're the mission field. We love them, but we hate what that religion stands for, because it was concocted from the heart of the enemy of our souls, from the devil who wants to steal and kill and destroy. Well, this was Stossel talking to this expert on the real problem with the younger people today.
What I find unbelievable is that watching the wall go down was finally, people have wised up to the evil of central planning and communism and socialism. And free enterprise has won, and prosperity will rule. And yet it doesn't. And the academically smart college students oppose it and want to go back to some form of socialism. Why?
Well, I don't think people are capable of wising up in general. I don't think they have the capacity. These academically smart college students, well, one of the points I've made for a very long time, to quote Ayn Rand, the universities are the real villains in this picture. Like, that, you go to school as a beautiful young co-ed, and then you leave 4 years later as a swamp walrus who can't have a conversation with their parents. So the universities are clearly the real enemies in the picture.
And how does this happen? I mean, they just want to advance themselves like everybody else.
Who's they?
The professors and the administrators.
Right.
How did they get so crazy?
I don't think they're crazy at all. I think they're depraved. And because professors are, as a rule, completely mediocre people who cannot compete in the marketplace of ideas.
How are they mediocre? They competed against everybody else in their high school, and they got into Yale.
I'll tell you exactly how. Because a Yale degree is something that's irreplaceable, even today. If I have a Yale on my diploma, my life is set. That's the ultimate in privilege, right? Which is why these endowments need to be seized and distributed as reparations. But if I'm an academic, that means I can't be a podcast host. I'd be making more money. There's some who are authors, so those are kind of crossed off the list. But these are people who are humorless, who are marginally intelligent, who specialize in one specific thing that's of very little value, and whose only sense of status and power is lording it over other people. They are horrible by every metric, even worse than corporate journalists, because at least corporate journalists have to be able to have a decent conversation and be interesting. So the fact that people are understanding that this is where the poisoning starts, and I'm very hopeful that Trump is taking the fight to them, that bodes very well for the future of America. They are really the source of everything wrong.
Wow. That was Michael Malice, and he was laying everything at the feet of university professors. Now, obviously, some of those guys are really smart. I think of, I'm gosh, I go blank sometimes on this program, and it's not good on a live microphone, but Thomas Sowell. Thomas Sowell is brilliant, the conservative thinker. He is brilliant, and he's written extensively. But a lot of these academic types, Jordan Peterson, very, very smart. A lot of these academics, they're not, and they push an agenda, and they rot the minds of their students. I was interviewing on Thursday Kevin Sorbo, who played Hercules, and it was fun to get to Kevin's a great guy. It's fun to get to interview him. You know, he played in the movie God's Not Dead. He played Professor Radisson, and so arrogant, and pushing the agenda that God is dead. And, you know, he's obviously playing a part. He said he liked playing that part. And he said, I would not have played it, though, had the character not turned to the Lord. Because he said, I don't want to play a bad guy who stays a bad guy throughout the whole movie. And so, anyway, but it's a picture of how the professors in major universities, how they operate. You know, it was Ben Stein that had the movie Expelled, and he was talking about Baylor University, which says it's a Christian university. He said that in the science department, if you don't sign off on evolution, you can't be there. You can't get tenure there. All their professors have to sign off on that. Well, that's indirect conflict with the scripture that says that God created it all, and he didn't create it by evolution. Nobody by reading the Bible, as Ken Ham has pointed out, nobody by reading the Bible would ever come up with evolution, because the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that God created it how? By the word of his mouth, the power of his word. He created it. Did it take him millions and billions of years? No. He created it in 6 24-hour days. Exodus 20 affirms that in the Ten Commandments, where it says, in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and rested on the seventh day. And so he gives us that pattern of 6 days of work and 1 day of rest. Now, okay, we are concerned about what's going on in Mexico. We had the killing of their cartel leader, El Mencho, and so there's retaliation from the cartel, and they're going after whoever they can go after to cause mayhem, and people are locked down in their hotels. And I was talking to a friend just yesterday, and he said, hey, I got out. I had an early flight coming out of there, and he said, I was able to get out, but I had some friends that were on a flight just a couple hours after me. They couldn't get out. They were stuck at their hotels, and it's a scary situation. And so I was thinking about, you know, lots of people vacation in Puerto Vallarta. Lots of honeymooners go to Puerto Vallarta for their honeymoon, and not something that you want to happen to anybody. I was reading an article about a couple. They said this was our first trip since our son has been born. He's 4 years old. We went to Puerto Vallarta to celebrate, you know, just as a couple, and now we can't get back. And he said, you know, I had to tell my, I think his mother was watching their son, that, hey, here's our, where our will is in case something horrible should happen and we should be killed. And the wife is saying, as you can imagine, a wife would say and a mother would say, we're never leaving our son again. And so my wife, she doesn't like to leave the country, because she says, you know, she's always concerned about what if something crazy happened and then you're stuck over there. So we need to be praying for those people, because it is a dangerous situation for sure. Lighting cars on fire and difficult to get food and you can't get out. And so God knows, God cares, and so we'll lift them up in prayer. Well, you know, if you've been seeing online, there are lots of people that are putting on a full court press against President Trump, the Trump administration, trying to make people feel bad if they voted for Trump. This one liberal podcaster talks about, you know, if you're a triple Trump voter, you voted for him in 2016, 2020, and 2024, that you shouldn't be even allowed to vote again, you know, that kind of thing. You shouldn't have any voice on social media platforms. You're just a horrible person because you would vote for President Trump. And President Trump is horrible. And Christians get kind of caught like, oh, I don't know, you know, ICE, can I support ICE? I don't know. And they're doing some things. And how does the media report it? It's all negative, negative, negative. I mean, the mainstream media is 90%+ negative on President Trump. They're not fair and balanced at all by any stretch of the imagination. Well, this is one of the reasons why I voted for President Trump. This is Pete Hegseth from yesterday. They had a meeting at the Pentagon, and he was praying before the meeting or at the start of the meeting with Donald Trump there. Here's his prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, King Jesus, we come humbly before your throne, praising you for all the providence you've bestowed upon this nation. For over 250 years, from George Washington to President Trump, we have dedicated this nation to one nation under God, and certainly in God we trust. And as we think 250 years ago to George Washington on bended knee in Valley Forge, appealing to heaven on behalf of his troops in this young nation, we've appealed to you from the beginning, and may we continue to appeal to you. And tonight, we pray for our president, President Trump. Give him safety, give him wisdom. Lord, we pray for our vice president, our first lady, our second lady, the cabinet members here, all the governors assembled here as well, our civil magistrates, Lord God. I ask that you give them the wisdom to see what is right and the courage to do it.
That was Pete Hegseth praying for the president, praying for the leadership, praying for wisdom. That's our Secretary of War. I appreciate that that guy is a Christian who is unashamed of his Lord. Here's Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, as he addressed the crowd at the Charlie Kirk Memorial.
We're all created, every single one of us, before the beginning of time, by the hands of the God of the universe, an all-powerful God, who loved us and created us for the purpose of living with him in eternity. But then sin entered the world and separated us from our Creator. And so God took on the form of a man and came down and lived among us. And he suffered like men. And he died like a man. But on the third day he rose unlike any mortal man. And to prove any doubters wrong, he ate with his disciples so they could see, and they touched his wounds. He didn't rise as a ghost or as a spirit, but as flesh. And then he rose to the heaven, but he promised he would return, and he will. And when he returns, because he took on that death, because he carried that cross, we were freed from the sin that separated us from him. And when he returns, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will all be together, and we are going to have a great reunion there again with Charlie and all the people we love. Thank you, and God bless you.
That's Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. Hey, I voted for that. I voted for Christians and Christianity to be exalted once again, for the Lord to be exalted. And I hope you voted for that too. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Give me a call and let's talk.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. And we like to open up the phone lines in the last segment to hear from our listeners. So the number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear from you. Lots going on in our world, and the election that is taking place, early voting that is taking place right now. It's very, very important to be informed and to vote, and to vote for biblical values. You have two candidates. Which is the one that more closely aligns to biblical values? Don't vote for a person who has pronouns in their bio. Don't vote for a person who doesn't know the difference between men and women, boys and girls. Don't vote for a person that has bought off into all the insanity, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-trans. You can't have a candidate like that. That person can't be representing us. Don't vote for somebody that's for socialism. Those things are going to destroy America. They are destroying America. I believe Donald Trump is trying to get us back to moral sanity. And if we vote for moral insanity, that's what we're going to get. So we have Chris on the line from Texas. Chris, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me on the program. I'm actually at a poll here in Rockwall, Texas. I'm poll greeting for Jace Yarborough. And we also have other people on the ballot. We have a governor's race, and we have Gavitt on the ballot. But we also have Doc Chambers, and he's a very close contender. So I'm going to be voting for him, and a lot of the grassroots people are trying to get behind him as well. And we have Ken Paxton, who's on as well on our ballot, and I'm going to be voting for him. And we also need Aaron Wright. He's a Marine. He's running for AG, and he was actually with Pam Bundy. He was appointed by President Trump to be with Pam Bundy, and he stepped down to come help us in Texas. So we really need him here in Texas. So I recommend everybody to please vote for Attorney General, Attorney General Aaron Wright. And okay. We have a Don Hoffines as our comptroller that we would like to have in as well. But also I have Jace Yarborough here. He's running for, we had a new district drawn where the Democrats are coming out. I'm seeing all the Democrats coming out to vote, and I think it's for either Jasmine or the Tallarico guy. So the Democrats are coming out of the woodwork. We need people here.
We definitely need conservatives to vote. Listen, if you don't vote, you get what you get. And you need to be informed. Go to the conservative websites that really explain, okay, here are the issues. This is where the candidate stands. And don't just go in there, I don't know any of the names. Go in there and know who stands for what, because you have a number of Republicans that are running against one another, and you need to know what they stand for and which one is going to represent biblical values the closest to that. There are no perfect candidates, and you can pick anybody apart, but which one is going to stand up for what is right and what is true and biblically true? So thanks for that, Chris. We have David on the line from Florida. David, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yeah, good morning, Pastor. I know your weekend was blessed. I just want to share something really quick. There's a pastor at Lionheart Church. His name's Alta Turbo. He had an eloquent breakdown of why Trump is in office. And then I read Proverbs 14, and that pretty much nails it, where we have to stand, trust in the Lord. And that's all I've got to say.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3:5, with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Well, thank you for that. We have Sherry on the line from Oklahoma. Sherry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, Pastor Shreve. I'm really enjoying your show today, and I want to second something you said. Yes, we need to pass the SAVE Act. I read an article recently in The Federalist in which the author says, here's how we do it. We call John Thune, all of us, tell him to bring the SAVE Act to the floor for a vote and to use the talking filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will require the Democrats to stand up and explain to the 85% of the voters who want the SAVE Act why they don't want it.
Right.
So it'll be a win-win. Once the talking filibuster is over, once time is up, they can pass it with a simple majority.
Amen to that. They need to do that. You're exactly right. And we need to pray that they would do that, because If you can't ensure these people that have said, well, this is ridiculous because there's no proof of any fraud that takes place. And if it does, it's so minuscule and it doesn't have any bearing on any election. There are a lot of us who believe the 2020 election was stolen. Kevin Sorbo said he believes that Tim Walz stole the election for governor in Minnesota. I don't know what evidence he has there, but look at how corrupt Tim Walz is, and with all the fraud going on there under his watch. And so you say, okay, well, that makes sense. There's a lot of things going on in Minnesota. But if it's nothing more than just making sure that those of us, the millions and millions and millions of us, tens of millions, feel like the election is fraud-proof, that's what we're doing. Hey, pass this to make sure only American citizens are voting. You have to show ID to vote. I'm with President Trump. I think you ought to cut out, other than military, cut out any mail-in balloting. I like one-day voting. I like the fact that you use paper ballots. It's very, very hard to cheat. You can cheat with computer voting, but with paper ballots you can't, and it's you can audit that to make sure this person voted this way. So I'm all for that, because hey, if a person freely and fairly wins, and it's the person that I personally didn't want to see get in there in whatever office it is, okay, so be it. I mean, we can vote ourselves into socialism, but as the statement goes, you can't vote yourself out of it. You have to shoot yourself out of it. If we do that, and we want to go make all our cities blue, well, we're going to suffer the consequences of that, and their consequences are going to be devastating. But at least we did it freely and fairly, and it wasn't just corruptly done. And so that's why I'm for the SAVE Act. And like I said, if you can't figure out how to get a valid ID, then you shouldn't be voting. I mean, I think that's a good barrier to entry. And it's a low, low bar. Now, I realize that Bernie Sanders and Gavin Newsom said they can't do it. But that just is proof positive why those guys shouldn't be in office. They can't figure out how to get a birth certificate. So I appreciate that, Sherry. Good word for sure. We have Nancy on the line from Oklahoma. Nancy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. My comment would be every time I hear they're going after ICE on TV, they always say they're going after Americans. And I think they're going after the bad guys that came over across the border. So why is that never talked about?
Yeah, well, they're painting a narrative for sure that ICE only goes after the hardworking people that are maybe here illegally, that they came in 30 years ago. And, you know, I mean, I look at that stuff too and say, well, I wish that person weren't here illegally. But if they find somebody that's here illegally, they're sending them out of the country. They're just enforcing the law. And they are going after, I think the percentage was 60%+ of the people that they're getting out of here are bad actors. They're people that are hurting folks, and they're people that are stealing and all sorts of other things. And so you definitely want those people out of your country. And, you know, I think that Congress should look at some of these people that have been here for 30 plus years and are paying taxes and are, members of society that are contributing. Well, that can be a different story, but that's not ICE's prerogative to say, oh, okay, well, you're illegal, but you're not causing problems, so we'll let you stay, but your brother's illegal and causing problems, we're going to deport him. They just look at it as a lump. If you've broken the immigration laws, you're gone. And so that's the situation there. But they want to paint ICE as these brutal, bloodthirsty, we'll shoot first, ask questions later kind of guys. And that's not accurate and very disparaging to the brave people that are doing that job.
I think they're combating that as well as they could.
Say that again.
I don't think the media is combating that as well as they could, even Fox.
Well, the media is perpetrating that. They want that. They want to stir up and get people and get all the schools and the students, get ICE out of here, hate ICE, hate law and order. I mean, we're living in an upside down society where we call good evil and evil good. And the Lord says, woe to those that do that. And it produces woe. You know, I'm thinking about Deuteronomy chapter 28, the key chapter in the Old Testament where the Lord says, hear the blessings, hear the curses. You're blessed if you follow me, but if you turn away from me, these are the curses. And there are a lot more verses associated with the curses than there are with blessings. 14 verses on the blessings and scores and scores of verses on the curses. And so we need to keep aware of the fact that, listen, as a nation, when you turn away from God, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind, and we are reaping the whirlwind. And the only deliverance for America, it's not going to come from Donald Trump or the Trump administration or anybody else that would be a conservative. It's going to come from God himself. As Christians cry out to God, as we get our lives right, as we follow the prescription, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we deal with the sin in our own lives. We begin to call out to the Lord. We stand in the gap for the land that he wouldn't destroy it. Then God will hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sin and will heal our land. That's the thing that needs to take place. And we have the National Day of Prayer coming up. I talked to the president of the National Day of Prayer, Kathy, and we talked about that need, and we prayed for that need when she was on the program on Thursday, I think it was. And it was that is the need of the hour. So I appreciate that, Nancy. Thanks for your call. We have Tom on the line from Ohio. Tom, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Jeff. I have a question about the size and scope of the Charlie Kirk Memorial. I'll never forget it. I watched it from beginning to end. And I'm wondering if you would you consider the size and scope of that memorial service evidence of a great awakening? How could it be called anything else? I've never seen anything like it. And the number of people who attended and then all of the dignitaries that spoke, It seems to me like there is a great awakening happening, and there's so many churches that don't want to recognize it. They don't even want to consider it as a legitimate, reliable.
Yeah, good. That's a good question, Tom. I talked to Bill Federer about that, the historian and good friend, and he was saying how, you know, it seemed like that was going to be the beginning of the Great Awakening, the Third Great Awakening in America that would spill out into the world. And it still may be. I mean, it looked like this is the beginning of it. But then the devil got involved and he started fracturing people. And then you had the Candace Owens of the world that got people on these wild goose chases and all sorts of stuff. Then you have the Tucker Carlsons who are showing to be someone different than what we thought he was, a conservative. I mean, he seems to take every opportunity to speak out against Israel. And, you know, if you listen to the long interview he had with Ambassador Mike Huckabee about Israel and who are really the Jews and what kind of land do they have. And as Mike pointed out, he never did answer the question, you know, does Israel have a right to exist on their land? So anyway, with all the fracturing, it seemed to stop the focus of what that memorial service could have kicked off. And now that doesn't mean it's gone, but it doesn't seem to be on the forefront. And we were hoping that that wave was really going to sweep across our land. And so we're praying for it, that that would happen. And especially on the National Day of Prayer coming up in the first Thursday in May, that the Lord would do great and mighty things. And so we just need to keep praying. Well, we have time for one last call. We have Pedro on the line from Oklahoma. Pedro, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, hello, Jeff. I'm a Cuban. I came from Cuba many years ago. And all I want to say is I encourage Christianity. I encourage all my fellow immigrants that are in this country legally and everything, and we love Jesus, we love America, to keep on praying for this country firsthand, see what the communists can do, what a bad management of a country, a bad government can do.
Yes.
And
yeah, that's a great word, Pedro. I appreciate that so much. You've seen it firsthand. And elections have consequences, and it hurts everybody when we vote for terrible leaders with terrible ideas. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Go out today, Shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you, and pray that God would open blind eyes to the truth. And guess what? When you do that, God will answer, and we'll see great things from the Lord. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.